Well, I have a wonderful electronic invention I want you to see. It looks something like you.
Hey, what's up, Internet? I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative professionals and entrepreneurs looking to grow, not only by learning new things, but by connecting their work to big ideas and overcoming the barriers that prevent them from doing the work they were born to do. I've been spending some time planning a talk, and I was searching for some quotes related to storytelling. After spending a few minutes thumbing through my journals, I realized that I was going back in time and seeing just how far I've come since last year. In this episode of Getting Work to Work, I'm going to share a few thoughts about journaling and how you can plan for future learning by diving into the past today. Show notes and links for this episode can be found at gwtw.co/193. I'm a huge fan of journaling, and I use a very specific size of journal. I use a 9x12 sketchbook without any lines. And what I love about this journal is that it helps me to just track what I'm thinking through time and write down quotes of books that I'm reading at any given time. So for example, recently I was planning a talk that I'm giving this Friday, and I needed some quotes on storytelling. And so I went to this year's journal. I keep things organized by years. And I went to this year's journal and started thumbing through. And it's interesting because not only are there quotes from books, but I have my morning pages and just random thoughts written into these journals so I could read what I was thinking at any given moment. And it's really fascinating because this year, it's still very on top of mind what I've been feeling and going through, but I decided that I'd see what I was reading last year in 2017. And as I started thumbing through the journal, what was interesting was I was seeing sketches for ideas of things that I'm finally doing almost a year and a half later. And I don't know why it took me a year and a half to do some of these things, but for whatever reason, I'm here now and I'm doing those things. And it's very exciting. So I encourage you to keep a daily journal so that when you're your future self, you can learn from the past. And it's a very interesting concept. It's a very noble pursuit. And all you really need to do is get any type of journal that you're interested in, write down the date, and start writing. It's as simple as that. It doesn't need to be more. Maybe you're going to write about what you've learned. Maybe you're going to write about what you're reading. Maybe you're going to write about the projects that you're doing. Maybe you're going to be writing about your dreams. All of these things will help you in the future. But here's the important thing. I didn't really think to go back and read some of this information until I went back and read it. And it's amazing what I've learned about myself by journeying into the past. And that really is the value of a journal. Yes, there is value in writing things down so that you can process what you're going through, but think about it as a historical document that you can learn from. Why not learn from yourself by going through the pain when you can learn it later on and be like, oh, I'm going through that again, or, oh, I'm glad I learned my lesson from not doing that ever again. So here are a few quotes that stood out in the journey into my past. The first one comes from the book Tribes by Seth Godin. He writes, "The secret of leadership is simple. Do what you believe in, paint a picture of the future, go there." Steven Johnson writes in his book Wonderland, "When human beings create and share experiences designed to delight or amaze, they often end up transforming society in more dramatic ways than people focused on more utilitarian concerns." And finally, in the book Creative Quest by Questlove, he writes, "When we make something different." It's so awesome to go back and read these quotes. I probably would have forgot them, but now they inspire me to do what I believe in because I'm going to do something different than anyone else. And I might as well delight or amaze people instead of being focused on just the utilitarian concerns of practicality. So, hope this episode's been helpful for you. It's a little bit of a shorter one because I am planning a talk and my mind is so engrossed in that. Hopefully, I'm looking forward to share that talk with you next week on Getting Work to Work. So in the meantime, have a great week. That does it for this episode of Getting Work to Work. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. It means a lot to me that you do. Would you be willing to share Getting Work to Work with your friends, other creative professionals, and entrepreneurs? You can send them to gwtw.co or have them search for Getting Work to Work on most podcast platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify. Would you like to be a guest on a future episode of Getting Work to Work or know someone who should be on the show? Maybe you need some advice or just want someone to say hi to? Drop me a line by sending me an email. I'm Chris at chrismartinstudios.com, or you can find me on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at CM Studios. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.